What's that way in Memphis? It's 18, and I've been down there on Overton Square, and it makes a lot of difference when that drinking age is 18, because the kids are, they're younger and more immature, and they act it.
Yeah,
you know, they act it, and that annoys me.
It
really annoys me. I don't like
that. Loud sort of places.
If you're going to dance and everything, that's
oh,
a little
that's
different.
Yeah.
But if you really want to go someplace just to enjoy a drink and listen to a band, you're hard put right now anyway in Little Rock, unless you go to the Capitol Club or, you know, so you have to have a membership,
have a membership
though, and
that, right.
You know, own your own business and stuff like that, just about.
Yeah.
But that's what Little Rock needs, more places. Now this Jacques and Suzanne's has opened up.
Yeah, I want to go there. Have you been there?
Now, no, but I've talked to several people who work there and who have been there and who know the people who owned it.
Yeah.
And of course, if you want to give them an arm and a leg to walk in the door, you know, you can go. No, they say it's real expensive.
Real
expensive.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
But I really did. I wanted to go once before I leave for school, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I wonder how expensive that is. What are they
mean
when they say,
you know, I don't know. I had thought about trying to get a hold of this one person that I knew that was working down there and just asking, you know, really what are the prices and all. Because I'd like to try it at least once. But, you know, my grandmother, she's usually all for going out to someplace really fancy. And I mentioned Jacques and Suzanne's once,
yeah,
you know,
for
our birthday party, you know.
Right.
And she said, oh, well, that place is just so expensive. It's just, you know, it's outrageous. And I've never heard her say that. She'll try anything once,
oh,
you know.
Listen, I mean, I've heard her talk about clothes and stuff. And she's talking about this really expensive dress.
Uh-huh.
That, I mean, I would buy three dresses for that price. And she said, isn't this reasonable?
I know.
You
it.
Know, and I'm going, yeah, that's
pretty cool. Sure,
yeah,
sure. Well, see, that's what I mean. I thought, well, she must know that Jacques and Suzanne's is really out of sight. Of course, it might have been removed, too. I don't know.
Golly. Yeah,
but, I know it.
Well, then that wouldn't really do anybody any good. It might as well not be here as far as
the well, now, this guy said that a lot of the senators are coming down there, you know, with their expense accounts and stuff like this, and they sit there at the bar all day and drink and talk about golf, you know, and presidents of places and stuff like this. And they say, of course, 90%, I think, of the staff is European, you know.
Oh, really?
And they've even, a lot of them don't even speak English yet. They're learning. But there's supposedly one bartender down there that all of the ladies in Little Rock are after. And they'll come and sit and wait all day for him, you know. And this guy, this kid that I know, not, you know, he's 22, that works there, he's had to take notes to the bartender from these women and everything. All ages. It's obvious. They just flock in.
You're
kidding me. Oh, it's terrible.
Oh,
I think that's a scream.
Oh, I wish I could. I'm like,
how terrible. Hey, I mean, really.
That's terrible.
Well, what I mean is I think it just looks so obvious and so, oh, you know.
I wonder what he does.
Have they no pride, you know?
I know. I wonder what this guy does about it all. I mean, what is it, just reading?
I don't know. I think he takes some of it up. You know? He must be cute.
He must be. My word.
Maybe we should go to Jacques and Suzanne's and take a look. No.
No. I wouldn't send him notes.
No.
If I liked him, I wouldn't send him.
We probably wouldn't think he was that cute.
No. He's probably wouldn't have been able to do all of it. We probably wouldn't be able to figure out which one it was. You know, and if somebody would show him.
Oh, no.
Him.
Oh, shit.
I like those sandals. Those are pretty.
Thank you. They're real comfortable. In fact, one of my best friends was with me when I bought them. And she said, well, do you mind if I get a pair too? And I said, no. And my mother saw them the other day, and she said, where'd you get those? And I told her, well, do you mind if I get a pair?
I really like them.
They're very comfortable.
I have some that are similar to them, but the heels are higher. They're just too high to be uncomfortable.
Really?
And after I wear them a while, my ankles start hurting.
Hurting, yeah.
And, but I don't like to wear just flat sandals around all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the height, the heel height I was looking for,
mm-hmm.
but I couldn't find anything in between.
Yeah.
I ended up getting one pair of flat with one pair of high heels.